Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 4, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, February 4, 2020. There will be thousands of people at the Benny Baruch Convention, in Tel Aviv, Israel, February 25th to 27th. This is a tremendous force. And thousands more all over the world connected by internet. This is a powerful gathering. Together they are a force capable of raising a prayer to the Creator. We ask only for the ability to love the Creator. I don't want to lag behind the friends. It appears to me that I hold the friends back from moving toward the goal, becoming a burden for my 10. I therefore pray to the Creator to give me the strength to be included in the friends, to annul to them, to bow down before them. That is how I include myself in them. The friends succeed in feeling close to one another, but I am incapable of such closeness with them. I ask the Creator for help, knowing that I will never achieve this on my own. I see that the friends have spiritual forces that they received from the studies, lessons and dissemination. What will become of me? Israel's function is to be an intermediary between the Creator and the creatures, and it is hence pressured from both sides. Israel exists not for itself, but in order to pass abundance to the nations of the world. The world was created for the nations. They are the goal of creation, while Israel is the Creator's assistant. The left have filled their universities. The media is persistently pressuring society, not realizing that it is leading civilization to its demise. This is how civilizations fell in the past as well, under pressure from barbarians. In any case, the next period is one of Kabbalah's revelation and humanity's correction by the upper light. Desire to reveal the Creator. Question. During the workshop, a desire to reveal the Creator was felt. This desire appeared more than once for a second and disappeared. Then there was a demand that this desire would stay. Can I demand it or should I somehow hold on to it? Answer, only if it is within the group. If it is not within the group, this is egoism. Question, this actually happened in the 10. Answer, then you should try to bring this desire back to you but through the 10. From the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 8, 2019. Collecting all the states toward the Creator, Lesson 7. Meaning of Life, Part 7. Duty to reveal the Creator. Question, let's say I found a group of like-minded people who, like me, are trying to find the meaning of life manifested in the revelation of the Creator. If I am helping them reveal the Creator and this is more important for me than to attain Him myself, then under these conditions will the Creator appear between us? Answer, a quality called the Creator will appear between you, that is, the quality of absolute bestowal and love. The attainment of this property, its sensation within you, is the highest possible pleasure. I think that it is not enough just to try, all our lives today push us to this. And we cannot get away from this. We will have to reveal the Creator exactly from various states of descent, emptiness, and everything else that we go through. Comment, it seems that this is not very difficult to find people who are also looking for the meaning of life, gather them in a group, and try to take care that they always have the importance of this meaning. My response, this is what we are doing now. In practice, we are trying to create a group that would be an example, a laboratory, and then everyone would be able to do the same in it. Like Balhasulam wrote that we need to first build the correct society, which would be an example for everyone else. Then everyone else could act in the same way as this society. In principle, this is what we want to achieve. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 14th of January 2019, Building the Future Society, Part 10. Under the slogan of love. Question, 98% of people believe in God, and they all say that God is love. On the other hand, we see that for hundreds of thousands of years, people have been killing each other in the millions. Why do we physically destroy each other while believing that God is love? Answer: one does not apply to the other. People just say, God is love, just like a child repeats. Remark: but there are people who devote their entire lives to the Creator. My comment: at the same time, they destroy each other, fight in the name of the Creator. There are such theories that by killing another, you give him paradise, as you deprive him of his sinful life. Look at what people are capable of: going to death, blowing themselves up next to other people, and all in the name of a higher power. Question: all the same, it comes from one force, there is nothing but it. So is the fact that people behave this way an evolutionary process? Answer: this is a correction process. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 7, 2019.